much to tell you, no matter how hard it gets, no matter how rough. Every brother, every sister, I bet. Listen, don't give up.
Sometimes you sit and cry. You gotta hold on to what you believe.
Trouble only lasts for a while.
Joy's gonna come with the morning light.
Into every life some rain must fall.
But trials come to make us strong.
Just keep on hanging on.
Hallelujah.
Aren't you tired of living paycheck to paycheck? Are you spending your tax refund as soon as you get it? Welcome to 360 Financial Services, where you can fix your credit, file your taxes, and increase your financial stability. Hi, I am Catrice Mason. Fix your credit by disputing every negative item on your credit report. No matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You'll be able to get a quote at no expense and file your taxes at 360 Financial Services. I'm also looking to partner with like-minded entrepreneurs who are looking to start their own business. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere with no background check and no overhead. Start 2021 with new goals, excellent credit, and a cash advance. God is opening new doors for you at 360 Financial Services. 318-730-8441.
360 Financial Services is a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO FM. This is Wade Hampton in the Weather Center. Let's check our Thursday weather forecast. For Shreveport, mostly sunny today with a high at 70 and a low at 47. Sunny in Monroe with a high at 69 and a low at 46. Lake Charles will have sunshine. Look for a high temperature at 70 and a low at 48. Big time sunshine in Natchez, Mississippi. High temperature at 69 and a low at 45. Right here in the Central City, look for sunshine. A high temperature at 69 and a low at 45. And that's a look at your Thursday weather forecast. I'm Wade Hampton.
KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.
always around.
Oh, yeah!
He never let me down. He's always around. My back was against the wall. All I had to do was call. All I had to do was call. All I had to do was call. Last time I talked to you, the baby needed a pair of shoes. She's all grown up now. Got her own car now. Got her own crib now. She even went to school. To give God the praise, singing him every day. But when I got back home, when I got back home, when I got back home, a sign was on my door. Great big red letter, big old red letter, big old red letter. Stand for closure, stand for closure. I say, Lord, you know, got nowhere to go. Say, Lord, Lord, you know.
Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellysServiceHouston.com. Kelly Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Hello, I'm Marla Gibbs. Dr. Charles Drew, the brilliant black physician who pioneered blood preservation and founded the blood bank, bled to death following an auto accident. Why? Because a white ambulance driver refused to carry him to a nearby hospital, where his life could easily have been saved by the very methods he pioneered. This is a page from Black History Notes. We'll be right back after this.
KAYT KQJO is proud to present a new show highlighting Stop the Violence. Fred Burgess of the Alexandria chapter of Stop the Violence is partnering with this station to bring the message of nonviolence to our communities. The show will discuss intervention through youth recreation and how we can stem the tide of violence in our communities. The first show will air March 1st, beginning at 6 p.m. We encourage you to be informed and involved. Stop the Violence Alexandria Chapter is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJO FM.
I'm Marla Gibbs for Black History Notes. During his 46 years of life, Dr. Charles Drew, chief surgeon and head of staff at Freedman's Hospital in Washington, D.C., developed ways of preserving blood plasma and storing it in blood banks for emergency use. It was one of the most revolutionary advances in medical history. During World War II, Dr. Drew organized a blood collecting service for the British that saved thousands of injured servicemen in need of blood transfusions. He did the same work for the U.S. in 1942. Unbelievably, the American Red Cross segregated the blood of Negroes until they were pressured and reminded quite firmly that it was a Negro doctor who had developed the revolutionary technique in the first place. And that was another interesting page from Black History Notes. I'm Marla Gibbs. Thank you for listening.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Another story I want to tell you. Can I tell it? somebody don't want to hear my story. Can I ask you one more time? Can I tell my story? Okay. I was reading the other day about a man named Moses. I was reading where one day God called Moses. Told him, said, Moses, I want you to go down in Egypt land. I want you to tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. And you know how that story goes. Moses began to kind of question God. Said, now, Lord, are you sure I'm the one? Said, you know, my tongue is a little tired and I don't speak real well. Lord told him, said, Moses, all I want you to do is just go, and I'll go with you. Just open your mouth, and I'll speak for you. Moses went on and told Pharaoh what the Lord had said. But you know how that story goes. Pharaoh's heart was hard, and he wouldn't let the old peoples go. Well, after God had brought several plagues upon the land of Egypt, he called Moses again. Said, Moses, I want you to go back and tell old Pharaoh, if he don't let my people go, tell him there'll be a great cry in the land of Egypt. Tell him that all of the firstborn in that land will be killed. And then, Moses, I want you to tell your people, I want them to kill a lamb. I want them to put the blood on either side of the doorpost. So when the death angel come and see the blood, he'll pass that door by. Moses went on and told Pharaoh what he said, but he wouldn't let the old people go. And the Bible tells me it was midnight when there came a great cry in the land of Egypt. All of the firstborn in that land was killed. That lets me know that God moved at midnight. I got another story. Can I tell that one? Talking about the five wise and the five foolish virgins. When they went out to wait on the bridegroom. And you know how that story goes, don't you? The foolish ran out of oil. And the Bible said it was about midnight when somebody cried out, the bridegroom has come. I got one more. And then I'm gonna leave you alone. Talking about old man Paul and old man Silas. When they were bound down in that Roman jail, didn't have nobody that could go their bail. Can I imagine just a little? I imagine old man Silas had been troubled ever since that jailer closed them doors. And I imagine after he had taken all he could take, he looked at Paul and told him, said, Paul, oh Paul, don't you think we ought to sing a song, a prayer, a prayer? And you know how it is, If you ever been in a situation where you knew that everything was gonna be all right, but somebody else was all trouble and tore up about it. See, Paul had been in Rome, and Paul already knew that at midnight, all of the Roman guard would go to sleep. But he knew that the God he was gonna call on never sleep. So I imagine a little bit again. When Paul looked back at Silas, he told him, said, Silas, oh Silas, let me tell you what we gonna do. We gonna wait till the midnight hour when all the Roman guard go to sleep. We gonna wait till the midnight hour when it's just Jesus, you and me. 'Cause he's the only one I know that can deliver us, that save our soul. Let the way of Jesus.
Fort Greenwood, 92.5.
Acts 1 and 8 tells us, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. Then Philippians tells me that I can do all things with Christ, which strengthens me. Yes, sir. But 2 Timothy told me, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Somebody needs your power. Keep right on praying
till the power come down.
I'm gonna keep on praying
till the power come down.
I'm gonna keep on
praying till the power come down.
I'm gonna keep right on praying
till the power come down.
Listen, Ephesians 6 and 10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We got to believe what the Bible says.
I'm gonna keep on believing till the power come down.
I got to keep right on believing
till the power come down.
Power.
We need your power.
Central Louisiana native and author Clarence Hunter has a series of books you have got to check out, including Sonya Life. What was Alexandria like back in the days of segregation? Find out why Louis Satchmo Armstrong came to Alexandria once and said he'd never come back again. And then there's Stop, Rest, and Read, a compilation of short stories. You'll forget about your own problems when you laugh and cry with the characters in this book. Go Tell John captures what life was like for a young colored boy growing up in Central Louisiana in the 1950s. Read about Lee Street, Club Tuxedo, the Rendezvous Lounge, Sugar Man's Pool Hall, and the Ritz Theater. And finally, Rest in the Dust, a story of the segregated South, racism in law enforcement, and the military. This series of books by author Clarence Hunter is available on Amazon.com and TheBookPatch.com. Author Clarence Hunter at Clarence_Hunter@MSN.com and www.ClarenceHunter.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM. Praise the Lord, everybody. Babes for Christ Productions of Detroit wants to invite you to come worship with us at the Refuge Temple Church in Ville Platte every Sunday with Bishop and Pastor James Valaire, and by his side, Lady Valaire. First Lady Champion can be reached for more information at 318-532-8938. Babes for Christ Productions of Detroit is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM. Know who you are in Christ. Instructions for Life, the brand new CD from Minister Fanny Reed, inspired by real life events.
During your daily activities, you can decree and declare and meditate on the Word of God.
This was revealed to me by the Lord for inspiration. I've learned over the years the Word works. We have to know who we are in Christ in order for the Word to work for us. Let the Word not depart from our mouth day or night. Meditate therein. We will find life, health, and strength even to the marrow of our bones.
Available now at the Zion Hill Church Bookstore in Pineville, Louisiana, or at 318-623-9503. Minister Fanny Reed, know who you are in Christ. Instructions for Life. Minister Fanny Reed is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM.
KAYT Lake Charles 100.1.
Excuse me, miss. Who does your hair?
Transformations.
Transformations? Yes. Is Transformations your stylist name?
Transformations Hair Studio is the name of the salon. Tanya is the transformer. Transformations offers an array of services from customized hair coloring, waxing, eyelash extensions, bondless, braidless, sew-ins, traditional install with or without closure or frontal, and she supplies the hair. Silk presses that last up to 2 months. Braiding, scalp only, wig install, quick weaves, relaxers.
Relaxers?
Baby, natural isn't for everyone. Thank God for choices. She also does curls.
Curls?
Yes, ma'am. They still exist. I even enjoy Wi-Fi while I'm waiting.
I think I'll give her a try. What's her number?
Transformations Hair Studio, located at 826 Main Street in Pineville, 318-449-3655.
Transformation Hair Studios is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repass accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Everybody's still talking about Anointed King Cuts at 5811 Masonic Drive, Suite C and D, near the Circle K store at the corner of Horseshoe Drive. Carmen King is the master barber, and he's doing up hairstyles like nobody's business. Miss Cotton Candy will have you ladies looking like you just stepped out of a magazine. You'll be able to relax in the comfortable waiting area, enjoying a Christian atmosphere. Both appointments and walk-ins are welcome. 318-730-4507. Anointed King Cut. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're giving back to the community in a big way. Anointed King Cut. You'll be able to come in normal and leave looking and feeling like a king. Anointed King Cut is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJO-FM.
Now go ahead and turn this one up. It's time to have some church with the Highway QCs. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peace for sure. But he lifted,
he lifted me,
and he picked me up. Himself, Mr. Spencer Taylor Jr., come on.
Amazing grace.
Yes, sir.
How sweet the sound. He lifted
me.
Yes, he did.
Oh, now. This is how it's going down right now. The new Zaire. Yeah. Come on.
Always.